This is Talking Property on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
And thank you to Michael for the 9 o'clock news. Michael will be back just before Sports World for another bulletin of 882 6PR news at 10 o'clock. Good morning to Rob Druitt. How are you, mate?
And listeners, yes, wonderful to be here on this beautiful day.
Yes, 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 yes.
I can't believe it's a week of Christmas.
I know.
And one day.
But I heard today that today is the biggest day for retail spending in Australia. Today, Saturday, the Saturday before Christmas. Well, it's not the Saturday before Christmas, but essentially it is.
Essentially it is, really, isn't it? Because that'll be Christmas Eve.
That's right. And so does that mean that you can have as many home opens as you like because there'll be no one to walk through them?
Yeah, I think there'll be less people, yes. Yeah. I think we're still doing a few home opens this weekend, but a lot of stuff by appointment. I think it'll be a bit quieter weekend.
Mm.
But notwithstanding that, there's still lots of people around and they're thinking, well, 2017 is fast approaching and in time to buy a property and get settled is right now.
Mm, indeed it is. And joining us to talk about strata is the man who knows all about strata from Strata Central, Peter Munday. How are you, Peter?
Good morning, Harvey. Fantastic. Thanks.
Thank you for again agreeing to come in and share your expertise with us. And if you've got a strata question, then give us
I've got one.
What's your strata question?
Yeah, I meant to ask him beforehand, but we talked about other subjects. A question without notice. There's a strata plant for you. He's having a look at it. And on that particular strata plan, there's a little bit of a dispute between the front owner and the back owner at the moment, because the back owner...
Dispute? I can't believe it.
That never happens in strata, does it, Peter?
Never.
The back owner would like to put a fence up along the driveway, and the front owner would not like that fence along the driveway.
Where's the front? That's the
That's the front there, yes. Very hard to describe this on radio without people being able to see it.
That's all right.
But there's no common property on that strata plan, so it's a battle axe duplex with a duplex at the front and a duplex at the back. Typically, they don't have...
Tens of thousands of them out there.
Yeah, and typically there's only 600 mils here between the house and the driveway. So typically they're open and you don't have a fence along there unless there's a reasonable distance to be able to get access and egress. So, interested in your opinion on that. Question without notice.
What, on the front one saying no, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, it's, tell them to get nicked.
There you go.
That's a technical term, folks.
Okay, we'll have that answer.
I softened it.
Yeah, you were going to say something else, but, yeah.
I said, family
show.
I was going to say, go away. Well, look, you have
there's
to
a
ask,
lot to it.
You have to ask the front, well, when you come down to who has a right... versus who has a want, there's a difference.
Two things.
And so it does come down to who owns what, and the fact that at the front there, that is part lot. So
the back one does actually own the driveway, don't they, because that's part of the lot.
Correct.
Mm.
But there is a I don't know what bylaws these people have, but...
Standard.
Have the standard bylaws, well, there's a bylaw that says you can't maintain within the lot anything which, viewed from outside the lot, is not in keeping with the rest of the building. So there is a protection of compatibility.
Mm.
Like if Mr. Back Lot wanted to put up a sparkling purple sliding gate, then the broke at the front has a nice...
With Christmas lights this time of year, but not all year.
I tell you, I was just in Melbourne. Boy, there were some Christmas lights there. So there are things come into it, such as protection of a compatibility of appearance. If it's going to be a sliding gate, it would have to slide onto his property.
It's not so much that. It's down the side here, you see.
He wants to put a gate down here.
Oh, no, he wants to put a fence all the way along the side there.
Oh, so there's not a fence.
No fence there, yes. So, anyway, look, this just highlights the issues that we have, and I'm sure there's some listeners out there that have had strata problems and fencing strata problems or all sorts of strata issues.
Or queries. And the word, you've just raised one word, which does bring into play a common inquiry I have on air and here and other places, is fence.
Fence.
Because if he puts a fence along there, then technically speaking, they're each responsible for it.
Hmm. That's true, yes, because it's ownership on the boundary.
The ownership of land determines the responsibility for fences. Now, if he put it 100 mil inside his land, that would be different.
Hmm, okay.
So the responsibility for fences and strata titles, section 123 of the Act.
Ah, of course it is. I know it well.
Says that it's a bit like a house on a block. If you're standing in the street looking at a house on a block, a regular freehold green title, shall we say, then you've got the person on the left is 50-50 with your dividing fence, person on the right 50-50, and the person at the back 50-50. Well, if you extend that principle to strata titles, the ownership of land determines the responsibility. So in this case here, or in any case, if you own the land, you're responsible for the fence adjacent to it with the person on the other side. Now, that could be within the scheme or outside the scheme.
There you go.
There's a bit more to it.
Always is. So I'm sure we've got some listeners out there who've got some tricky strata questions.
I'm sure they usually
do. I'm sure we can answer them.
Or happy stories.
Well, yeah, why not some happy stories? It's that time of year, isn't it?
I hear plenty of those.
Yes.
Goodwill and peace on earth and all that sort of thing. We've got $100.
Peace with your neighbour.
Yeah, yeah. $100 cash from Summit Projects up for grabs today. All you have to do is call us on 922-11882 and go to air and you go in the draw. Visit summitprojects.com.au. We can tell you that the text is 19999677. And that'll be monitored out there by Andrew, our producer, because the computer's gone kinda kaputsky in the studio here. It's telling me now that it's configuring Windows updates and it's 24% complete, meaning that probably by about 3 minutes to 10, yeah, we should have power up again. So don't worry about. I'll let you know if and when the emails ever come up again. But we're having
blame the Christmas lights.
Is that what it is?
That's right. All the energy going there. That's right.
So we mentioned that it's a quiet period per se, but you'll get some genuine callers now. I imagine that there might be a few who will want to kind of get a feel for this being on holidays, maybe get in before Christmas and go and see a couple of properties at least.
Well, and the flip side, of course, is that people have a little bit more time if they're on holidays well. But, of course, the kids are on holidays as well, so that soon chews that up. But people start to think about, don't they, this time of year? Of course, for Christmas, New Year, what are we going to do?
Nice weather.
We've been thinking about it all year. Now's the time to perhaps make the change. And certainly from a buyer's perspective, you'd have to say it's a buyer's market. The sellers as well, they don't have to sell, generally speaking, because we're low at the low end of the interest rate cycle. But there's some great buying out there and a very good market for trade-up. If you want to trade up.
And a lot of people moving into the state, taking up university positions, or students coming from overseas. There's lots of movement.
So the opportunity's there now.
All right, 922-11882 is the number to call. Movement in American interest rates during the week. How do you view that in the context
expected?
Of our own?
Yes, cash well, rate? Expected that the rates in the United States, they've certainly bottomed out their cycle and now will start to increase. That will have some impact on our rates, you would think, because of cost of funds, and our banks still get a lot of money from overseas. So we've already seen that with the most of the banks moving as well locally, with their fixed rates and with their interest-only loans. So, you know, ASIC have been, the overall governing body, have been quite hard on the bank, saying, look, we want to see some differential between the fixed rates and the variable rates and interest-only loans. We're not so keen on interest-only loans. We want to see people with a little bit less debt rather than the debt building up. So, therefore, there is going to be more of a differential there. So, you know, that's an indicator that we've been through the bottom of our interest rate cycle. It's still very low. However, the cash rate is 1.5. There is room for the Reserve Bank still to move, depending upon economic conditions. The interest rates are a fascinating thing. It's probably exchange rates are the harder one to predict, but I tell you, it just varies. It depends on the economic data and what's happening. We've got a lot of things in play at the moment. You know, with the Eastern States market probably at its height, is that going to correct next year? If that does, well, that would take a bit of heat off that maybe they could reduce rates. Even if Reserve Bank does reduce rates, though, for home mortgage owners, I wouldn't be jumping up and down because you'll probably find the banks won't pass it on.
As you mentioned, it is a buyer's market, and we've seen now a spike in house prices in some of the eastern states. Are you getting any queries?
Sydney,
Melbourne.
Investors are starting to look at WA and going, wait a minute, this looks cheap. really cheap compared with the East Coast. Of course, our rental returns have come back a bit, so it's not that we've got a very high rental return and low sale prices, but nevertheless, it is starting to look attractive and we're starting to get more inquiries from Eastern States investors.
Jolly good. All right, we've got a completely free board for you on 9221882. Give us a buzz and we can have a chat. Rob will answer your general queries and Peter will certainly address anything to do with strata. And at this stage, just the phone and the text. Now the whole thing's just stopped.
Who's this?
You're reading the board there.
We're going to be talking to a bloke from Rosehill Realty in a minute. That's what it means.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. He was getting excited. He was thinking it was a strata question.
No, it's not. No. It's actually a commercial. Can we play some more as well? Thank you, Peter.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au. Every Sunday morning on 6PR, we open the door to the House of Wellness.
What's the House of Wellness all about? Well, it's about helping you get well and helping you stay well. But it's also about living a great life and looking fabulous. Every week on the show, we talk to experts who help you get the most out of life. Plus, our resident pharmacist, Gerald Quigley, takes your calls. Get well, stay well, live well, and look fabulous with the House of Wellness.
Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
The House of Wellness at the new time of 9 every Sunday morning on 6PR. City Toyota, City
Toyota. All demos must go. City Toyota's 5.5-day demo clearance is on now, with huge savings on all City Toyota demo vehicles. You must be there to get the savings, so be quick. Sale ends 1 p.m. today at City Toyota, Newcastle Street, Northbridge, and City Toyota, Stirling Highway, Netherlands. City Toyota, City Toyota,
we're your number one. DL
121.95. And the following is brought to us by Rose Hill Waters Estate. Pleased to welcome back Peter Burke. Peter, this is the last, sadly, of the real estate updates. What do you got for us, mate?
Good morning, Harvey. Yeah, I think it's important to say to everybody, don't miss out on at least taking a look at Rose Hill Waters Estate. We've sold or have on hold around 90 home and land packages in just 6 weeks on sale. I guess that's real proof how unique this estate is.
No doubt at all about that. You've really captured the public's imagination. You've come out also, of course, with, I suppose, a unique way to encourage first home buyers into that estate.
Yeah, we have. This month saw Rose Hill Waters launch the First Home Buyers Boost Program for December, January, and we will continue it through to February. And it's aimed at encouraging young couples and families into the estate.
Well, can I ask you this question then? How do you do that in this current market?
So we choose 20 lots between 375 to 425 square metres, large 4x2 homes with renowned builders, and price them at $499. And all of them have bonus items like solar, community bore water, front landscaping, and the maintenance of that for 16 weeks, terrific elevation, 7-star efficiency rating. So big homes, big lots, and a savings plan introduced to help.
What do you mean by savings plan?
Well, to help the first home buyers, the problem they have in this market, as Rob was alluding to, is the deposit. And the deposit is difficult. So over a period of time, to ensure they achieve their deposits and finance, we match them dollar for dollar. They put a dollar in, we put a dollar in up to $15K, so that's $30,000 between us, but it's only for 20 lots.
Right, so little or no electricity costs, water at half price, and you help with the deposit.
Correct, and call out to Rose Hill Waters. Sandra or the team will show you around. The sales office is open 7 days a week. Have a happy and safe Christmas to you and all the 6PR listeners, Harvey.
And also to you, Peter, and I don't think it'll be a quiet Christmas for you. I think you're going to be a very busy boy. Thanks for your contribution to the show over the last few weeks, mate.
Thanks, Harvey. Cheers.
That was Peter Burke for Rose Hill Waters Estate. Go to rosehillwaters.com.au. Living by the river, just 15 minutes from the city.
Harvey Norman, Super Weekend. Last-minute Christmas shopping deals with 60 months interest-free. No deposit, no interest with monthly payments until December 2021. Minimum financed amount $1,500. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Make your Christmas merry and bright at Harvey Norman with a huge range of gift ideas and last-minute Christmas shopping deals. Shop in-store and on online with 60 months interest free. Harvey Norman Super Weekend. Don't miss out. Go, Harvey, go.
settlement agents, also known as conveyancers, are professionally trained to represent sellers and buyers in the settlement process, transferring the legal ownership of property. The Australian Institute of Conveyancers WA recommends you appoint a licensed settlement agent before you buy or sell your property. Consumers have the right to choose their own settlement agent. You don't have to use the one recommended by a real estate agent. Head to aicwa.com.au and enter your postcode to find a settlement agent in your area.
Until 10, this is Talking Property.
And our number is 922118082, and the phones have cranked up. Tricia of Bassendean is our first caller. G'day, Tricia.
Everyone, I'm a bit nervous. So I'm secretary of the strata company where I live. We have 20 units, and it's been quite successful now for over 30 years. But we have new people coming in, and, we all get on very well. It's like a little village. It's great.
Beautiful.
But I now have a problem with the relative of one proprietor. She's an elderly lady who has actually spray-painted the whole of the front of the unit.
Spray-painted?
Right, which doesn't coordinate with the beige colour, which I don't like, but too bad. It can't be altered. I actually had a little meeting with them nicely because I'm not an aggressive person and said, look, you can't do this. It's got to conform with all the colour that all the other units have got. Well, I've been ignored, so I put it in writing nicely. But now I have another proprietor who says, well, what's wrong with that colour? I like it.
There's a movement beginning.
Yeah, so I'm going to call a meeting in the new year. And my question really is, we'll have a vote, of course, on, because to me this alters the spirit and meaning of the Strata Titles Act under the Schedule 2 appearance of lot bylaw.
Yep.
It opens a can of worms where they can just start doing anything, and that is what I'm concerned about.
But they can't do anything, can they, Peter?
Well, not without permission. And you're right, it opens up a can of worms insofar as it could end up looking like a patchwork quilt or a piece of Hong Kong. And so,
not that there's anything wrong with Hong Kong.
No.
It's colourful.
But I'm just saying, where people hang the laundry out of the windows on broom handles and all this sort of thing. There are bylaws.
It gets dry. It gets dry that way.
It sure does. Looks great.
There's no room for laundries in Hong Kong.
That's right.
It's lovely in Italy as well, but
yes.
So the upshot of it is that the bylaws are laws, and they are there to protect the rights of all proprietors.
Yes.
And so this person has actually breached the bylaws. I would suggest that you don't encourage people to endorse a breach of bylaws, the Strata Council could have a meeting and decide as a council, because the Strata Council has the mandate to enforce the bylaws. It's one of the primary duties of a Strata Council. If the council had a meeting and decided that it would lodge an application to the State Administrative Tribunal for an order in the matter, and wrote to the owner and said that we're taking action. The fact that one other owner has said they like the look of it, as they say in the States, one swallow does not make a summer. And so the fact that one person likes the look of it, who cares? The protection of 20 is what you have the job to do.
The other 18 might, or 17, depending on you as well, Tricia, might suddenly go, actually, we like it.
What, paint the whole place white?
In which case you'd get a bylaw to do, or even a bylaw, you get a vote to do that.
Well, that brings
in another. You have to raise money.
That brings in another. Don't you start being a maverick here. That brings
it. Who is the tall, dark stranger there? Maverick is his name.
Do you think I should actually call a meeting, or should I just have a council meeting?
I'd have a council meeting, because there's another very strong part of the Strata Titles Act, Section 35, which is the duties of strata companies, and always go back to Section 35, Trish.
In letters to them, so.
But Section 35 says the strata company shall maintain the common property. Now, maintain means keep there what's there. That doesn't actually give you the right to convert beige into white. And so I'd be very careful about that, because you're then bringing in a different type of maintenance obligation. So there's a few more cards to this game than just one ace. So I'd have a I wouldn't call an EGM or an AGM about it at all. I don't think they deserve it.
Just a council of owners.
Council of owners is the controlling body. See what the council of owners wants to do, and I'd suggest the council simply writes to the person who has flaunted the bylaws, and say restore it to the way it was, or we'll seek an order from a state tribunal for you to have to do it.
Oh, right. That makes my job easy. Thank you.
Sure does. That's my mission in life, Tricia. Make your job easy.
There we go.
All the best.
And you're in the draw, Tricia, for the $100 cash from Summit Projects, summitprojects.com.au. We will head to Ocean Reef. G'day, Dawn.
Oh, hello there, Harvey. We've got the front duplex, and we still have the old strata where it's common land.
Yep.
Now, the back owner, it's a boundary fence question.
Yep.
The back owner, his fence dividing boundary fences are falling down. He'd like to replace them, but he wants us to contribute towards his section. Do we have to do that?
Without looking at your strata plan, you can't take what I say as definitive advice. However, having said that, if all of the land is common property,
both of us just own our building.
Yes.
So it's all common, yeah.
And quite separately to this, I hope you have insurance for the common property.
Yes, we do.
Good, good. So when you talk about his fences, they're not his fences, they're strata company fences, because they are adjacent to common property. Mm-hmm. So the strata company is an entity. There are two of you. You are a strata company, whether you want to think of it that way or not. And so any of the fences that are on the boundaries are the responsibility of both of you. I'm sorry to have to tell you that, Dawn, but that's the way it is.
Oh, damn. Thank you so kindly. It won't help my sisters, because we're all retired. So it's an expensive... Because the front fence is where we are okay, but his, no.
Has he contributed to the damage? Has he caused it in any way? Has he eroded the land? Has he...
run his truck into it?
Could you see him as being responsible in any way towards the damage?
No, he virtually bought it that way. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sorry, but there you go.
Yeah, because I don't think the owners next door will participate, but that'll be interesting. Well, thank you ever so much.
Okay, Dawn, and good luck.
Thank you very much, Dawn.
You've got a nice new fence.
Well, yep. We'll head off now to Anne of Wilson. Hi, Anne.
Oh, hi. And thank you for taking my call, Peter. But I have a unit that was built in 1977. The ceilings are, we're now informed, plaster glass. Which seems to cause a lot of trouble with decoration all of the time. Like, if you get them painted, they start to crack within a few years. And by 7 years, they're really very badly cracked and have to be done again. We've done this twice already, and we're now on our third lot of repainting.
Mm.
Obviously, the painting is our problem.
Yes.
But it's caused by the plaster glass, which can never seem to be fixed. Someone said to us, we'll replace the ceilings. The thing is, the ceilings, it is not our responsibility to replace the ceilings, is it? Do you have any quick and easy fix for this?
No quick and easy fix. How many in the group?
30.
30. Are your ceilings sagging?
No, not at all. It's just the cracking. It peels. It cracks in a line and peels back.
Hang on. Anne, what cracks, the paint or the ceiling?
The paint.
Only the paint. Mm. If the ceiling isn't sagging or cracking, I would suggest that, a quicker and easier answer could be that you get a professional painter in. It might be a case of sealing, S-E-A-L, sealing the ceiling with an appropriate seal before you paint. Have you done the painting yourself or had a painter do it?
We've twice had painters do it, and each time they say they've grind it back, seal it, but it seems that every time after a period of time, this plaster glass seems to come through whatever ceiling or whatever whatever the combination of the structure is.
Are others having the same problem?
One person is.
Because they all have the same ceiling, wouldn't they?
You'd think so.
Presumably.
You'd think so. I cannot see that the strata company is responsible as such because the ceiling is not sagging or falling. However, if you wanted to go to the extent of taking a piece of the ceiling out, getting an expert to investigate it, if there was, if they could make a formal statement that the ceiling was causing a problem to your paint, then you might be in a different position.
All right. So,
if the bottom line is, if common property is damaging or materially prejudicing private property, then the strata company could be liable or responsible.
Okay, thank you. Well, we'll get it redone just this one more time, and then when it cracks back, we'll take a piece out and get it.
I would very carefully investigate about the seal that they're using. Maybe they have to be a stronger seal, because there's all sorts of fabulous technology these days to do with materials, and I'm very surprised that there isn't a seal that would actually seal it adequately.
Yes, that's why I thought you might come up with something.
Being the registered painter that you are.
Well, I did. But, anyway, good luck with that, Anne. Good luck.
Yeah, good on you, Anne.
It's a tricky one.
Thank you very much. Good morning, gentlemen. We have a text here. And by the way, our emails are up and running again. And so you can send to harvey@6pr.com.au if that's the form of communication you would like to use. When rent is collected in resort short-term stay by management, where individual dwellings are privately owned, does the money have to go in a trust account by law? Thank you in anticipation. Kind regards, Thea.
Well, it depends. If if it's a licensed real estate agent that's doing it, absolutely.
Mm.
If it's holiday stay type accommodation, they don't necessarily have to be a licensed real estate agent.
And by the way, the lady asked for a legal comment. Neither of us are lawyers, so we can't give legal advice.
No, certainly not giving
it. Qualify you need to that ring one.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, thank you for...
if you're listening, Paul Donovan...
Brought to you by Peter Mundo.
So,
Paul would know.
Yes, that's right. No, look, if holiday stay accommodation, short term, if it doesn't come under the Residential Tenancy Act, not with a licensed real estate agent, then no, it doesn't have to go on trust again.
Okay, there you go. All right, Mary of Warnborough, we'll talk to you soon.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.
When I lost my husband, I couldn't find work. I struggled to give the kids enough to eat. So when all the mums at school talked about their plans for Christmas, toys for the kids, family gatherings, how happy it made them, I'd feel like a failure. Christmas was not about hope for us. Then the Salvos came. They gave us food, presents for the kids, and the hope that it would get better.
This Christmas, you can give hope where it's needed most. Please donate now at salvos.org.au.
Proudly supported by 882 6PR.
I'm making a list. I'm checking it twice. And this year, you deserve the very best price. So head on down to Subaru Wangara for their massive 2016 plate clearance. You'll be very merry with a great range of 2016 plated Subarus sold and delivered by December 31. Subaru Wangara won't be beaten on price. They offer the best trade-in prices and amazing finance options. Ho, ho, hurry. These deals won't last forever. Subaru Wangara. Worth a drive. DL 17103.
The Checkers Hotel in Bullsbrook just got even better. Checkers Hotel now has a brand new Thirsty Camel drive-through bottle shop. And it's huge. Over 300 square metres of it. Find all the brands you love at prices you'll love even more. There's also plenty of parking, so you can get out and browse at your leisure. Checkers Hotel, Great Northern Highway, Bullsbrook. Now with double the range and variety of products. To see what else is new at Checkers Hotel, head to the Checkers Hotel website or find us on Facebook.
Right now, you can get 10% off the entire designer range of Alutex security screening systems. That's right, 10% off CrimSafe security screens, quality Alutex aluminium windows, bifolds, sliders, alfresco enclosures, and more. Simply order before December 31 and you'll save a sensational 10% just in time for Christmas. But you must be quick. This offer is strictly limited. Give us a call or go online. Alutex, simply better protection for your home.
Hurry into the Floorshine Men's and Ladies Shoes and Accessories Big Christmas Sale. Up to 30% off selected new season styles. Massive reductions on clearance items, including men's and ladies' dress shoes, casuals, loafers, and many other shoes. Prices slashed on quality leather men's and ladies' shoes and handbags. Plus, great savings on belts, socks, and shoe trees. Hurry into Floorshine at 726 Hay Street, Perth, Lakeside, Joondalup, and Watertown Outlet Centre. Trading hours at floorshine.com.au.
Yeah. A lot of prospective buyers are looking at properties online, and many will make their inspection list based on what they see there. That is why using high-quality images is such an important part of the successful sale of a property. But it's not just great photos that today's buyers are expecting. Videos, 3D scans, the ability to see the home before venturing out to inspect in person. Open to View meet these expectations with professional photography, videos, floor plans, aerial photography, 3D scans and signboards. And right now, they have got an exclusive offer for 6PR listeners. If you mention hearing about Open to View on 6PR, Open to View won't just photograph and do a 3D scan of your standard house listing for under $400. They'll also install a signboard at the front of your property at no extra cost. Conditions apply. Don't miss out. Jump online and search Open to View.
During the BMW demonstrator clearance, you will uncover exceptional savings across the ultimate driving machine range. Finish the year in style and visit Auto Classic or West Coast BMW today. Terms, conditions and exclusions apply.
Got a real estate question? Call now, 922-11882.
Attention, thank you. Quiet on the floor, please. We have a radio program to present here, Mr. Monday, if you don't mind. Now,
being brought into line, it's not normal, yeah, is it?
Gabriel says on the email, strip back the ceiling, ensuring all old paint is removed, and use an oil-based sealer, and it will never crack again.
Good boy. I knew there'd be an answer.
And there is we've got Christmas greetings from a person called David.
Claremont. I bet you he lives in Claremont.
I think he does.
Is it Sir David?
It is Lord David.
Lord David. Sorry.
Lord David. I expect something in the New Year's Honours list
yes.
associated with this man. Harvey, Rob, Peter, always enjoy listening to the show, fellas. Keep up the good work. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, David, and to you too, mate, and to you and yours, to Megan and everybody.
Mr. Terry, thank you, sir. Very good.
Thanks, David.
Okay, we do have, we've got a bit of feedback here. Why is that happening? Mary of Warnborough. G'day, Mary.
Yes, hello. Hello to you all.
Good morning.
Good morning. My family member are going to be renting their property for a long period of time, and I've heard on your program that there is some sort of insurance or they sort of don't want to have what we've sort of seen on the current affairs program.
Yes.
How can I tell them what you have said to me? That's okay.
Yes, certainly, Mary. It's called Landlord Protection Insurance.
Are they going to be tenants and or are
they
the owners?
Your relative is the owner of the property?
Yes, they are.
So, therefore, they can protect themselves against other events than your normal insurance, which is default of the tenant. You know, the tenant absconds, disappears, damage by the tenant, loss of rent, and so on. And landlord protection insurance is generally only available through a managing agent because, obviously, the insurer wants to mitigate their potential cost because having a professional agent to look after the property. So is it being managed by a REWA member?
It will be, yes.
It will be? Good. Now, talk to the agent about it. They will be able, there's a number of different landlord protection insurers that they'll be associated with or will be able to recommend. Policy is not overly expensive, $300-$400 a year, and that covers for other events. It's a very good policy to have to protect against a defaulting tenant, loss of rent and damage over and above the bond, which doesn't take much to use up the four-week bond, particularly if they're behind in their rent. So it's just another form of insurance, but it's called landlord protection insurance.
Landlord protection. Thank you very much.
That's it. If people are negative gearing their property, is that a claim?
It's fully deductible, of course. Yeah. Not that I'm giving accounting advice, but
or taxation advice.
But it's generally accepted and known that that would be deductible because under the Income Tax Assessment Act, being a former accountant many years ago, I can say that any necessary expense incurred in deriving assessable income is deductible.
Mm. Written, spoken, authorised by Rob Drew.
But confirm with your accountant.
Mm. Yes. Anne of Applecross. G'day, Anne.
Hello.
Hi.
My question is... can one owner instruct the strata manager to lodge an insurance claim for something that's happened on common property?
The short answer is generally no.
Good.
They can request, of course. People can request anything of anyone, but they don't have the right to instruct them unless the position has been, unless they're on, there's a few unlesses. If that person happened to be on the Strata Council, and if the Strata Council had delegated certain responsibilities to that owner, then possibly yes. But there's a few ifs and buts there. But if they're not on the council, then they don't actually have a right to be instructing the Strata Manager.
Yes, they are on the council, but no delegation has been given. And it's a little bit more complicated.
Generally it is, yes.
Of course, in that this person owns two of the apartments, and this person actually is the developer that we all bought from, and we have a claim about to go to the Building Commission for defects in the building, and one of these claims we've had from a tenant is part of the overall building, part of the overall defects claim.
Right. So what's your primary question again?
My primary question is, you know, can this one person request, can this one person instruct the Strata Manager, which they have done, to lodge an insurance claim for a defect that we're actually going to, I guess, we're actually going to
Are you saying the defect, you're saying the defect is actually because of the builder? In yes. not building the property correctly, not the, so much yes. as an insurable claim.
The and I would suggest that with a strata company insurance policy, there needs to be an insurable cause. You can't just claim insurance for rusted out gutters, for example. That's maintenance. It could be that if the strata manager has lodged a claim, have they lodged one?
Well, we're still trying to find out. We think so. We think that's what's happened, and
okay.
the other owners have.
Okay, well, you might choose to contact the insurer direct and inform them of the overall position, which would be prudent and appropriate given what you've said about the other action you're taking. And frankly, if insurance companies aren't about to fork out on a claim if, in fact, it's not an insurable cause, and if there was other matters, if it's sub judice, if other matters before a court or something, invariably they may hold off on dealing with a claim if there are other elements to the story. So I would suggest to contact the insurer, inform them of the position, and request that they put a hold on things until the position is clarified.
Yes, agreed. But generally... let's say the strata manager's responsibility. Does the strata manager have the right to, for instance, go and spend $5,000 on a new pool filter without coming back to the council?
It depends on the management agreement that you entered into with them, because there is no designated or regulated or statutory agreement. And it could be that in the management agreement you've given them the right to expend certain funds without reference, but that would be very rare, very rare. So have a look at your management agreement. I tend to think I'd bet London to a brick that there isn't something in the agreement that enables them to do it, so they may well have overstepped the mark. You might have recourse against the strata manager for, I won't say misappropriation of funds, but inappropriate actions.
Okay.
And good luck with the whole shooting match, Anne.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Something to do in 2017.
But exactly right. G'day, Kathleen of Duncraig.
Good morning, gentlemen. Have a happy Christmas and a safe New Year.
You too, dear.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Two things have come up this morning that you've discussed. And
only two?
that have been applicable to me. I live in the back duplex. We've got a very, very long driveway, and the boundary of my property is surrounded by Joondalup City Council Park. And when I moved in, the fence was eaten away with white ants, and I asked my neighbour, I said, I'm going to put a fence up. That was fine. I asked if I could have a gateway to stop my dogs, but she said no. And now I went to the council to see if they would help me take 50% of the fencing, And they said no.
The local right. shire, that's right. Yes, they won't get involved with fences.
No, all government, yep. So if you're adjacent to a park, then the fence will be all yours. Is the land, Kathleen, is the land on the strata scheme common property, or do you own the land next to the fence you're talking about?
No, we've had it surveyed, and it's between both of us. And my neighbour's fence... That, you know, it's just the council annoyed me. I mean, it's now, I would say the house was built in about 1973.
Ah, okay.
And that fencing went up then, and now I've got it falling into my garden.
Didn't you say you bought it with the fence already falling in?
No, that was the wooden fence. The other part at the back is that Super 66.
Yeah, well,
and that needs renewing.
Okay, Kathleen, the acid test of all this is that if the land is common property, the two owners are responsible for all the fencing.
Yep, and the council won't get involved.
And the council won't give you a cracker. So if you own the land as part lot next to the fence, then that fence is your responsibility.
So there you go. Thank you, Kathleen.
Good luck with it.
Yeah, good luck with it, and have a Merry Christmas. Margaret of Wembley Downs will be next.
Talking property for Summit Homes Group. Visit summithomesgroup.com.au.
And there's no deposit finance.
Truly? I can procure this excavator or this skid steer, paint unchipped, windows uncracked and suffer no immediate impost? A brand new machine that starts without protest, moves without stutter and digs without pause, all for the very lint in my pockets?
Think of the work I can do now.
No deposit finance on all new machines at Macintosh & Son is worth getting passionate about. Visit macintoshandson.com.au and do more. Conditions apply.
Looking for great deals on Still? Beacon Equipment Still Summer Sale is on now. Buy a Still BG56 blower for only $269 and get a bonus VAC valued at $160. Pick up a Still MS-170 chainsaw for $249, save $130. Plus, we'll throw in a bonus chain. Save $80 on the Still FS-38 line trimmer, now only $179. Still Summer Sale, on now at Beacon Equipment Canning Vale, Bentley and Still Shop Coburn. See beaconequipment.com.au for details.
Beat the heat this summer at Harvey Norman, your air conditioning specialists. Best deals on market-leading brands Fujitsu, Panasonic, Mitsubishi Electric and Kelvinator. We can even arrange installation in most areas. See your local store for details. Buy now and have it installed with no deposit, no interest and no payments for 18 months. Approved applicants only. Minimum finance amount $500. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Call now. Pay later at Harvey Norman. Shop in store or online.
Professional real estate agents use professional photographers because they know great photos sell properties. Today's buyers expect videos and 3D scans, and these are essential if you want to sell your home fast. Open to View provide real estate marketing solutions in photography, videos, floor plans, aerial photography, 3D scans, and signboards. Mention hearing this ad on 6PR, and Open to View will photograph and do a 3D scan of your listing for under $400, and they'll install a signboard for the front of your property free. Search Open to View online. Conditions apply.
Here's another pool safety tip, thanks to the Swimming Pool and Spa Association of WA.
Supervision in and around backyard swimming pools and pool fences help save lives. If you're planning to install a pool this summer, make sure that it's surrounded by a safety fence that meets the required safety standards. Don't leave objects leaning up against the fence, and whatever you do, do not prop the gate open with your favourite pot plant. And just because you have a fence, don't become complacent. Remember, children need to be supervised in and around pools at all times.
This 6PR summer tip, thanks to the Swimming Pool and Spa Association of Western Australia. Don't risk it. Use a spa as a member. Visit spasawa.com.au to find your nearest pool shop or mobile technician.
This is Talking Property on 882 6PR, the voice of Perth.
And coming up after the 10 o'clock news, it will be Sports World. Adam Papalia and Kim Hagedorn, I think, are going to be... Well, no, Adam's in our studio. He's going to be here. I think Kim's going to be in the studio. And I'm pretty sure Tom Moody's in Melbourne somewhere.
He is in Melbourne at the moment. He started his duties with the Melbourne Renegades as part of the Big Bash, so he'll be over there for the next month or so, but he will still be part of the program.
Well, you'll be very pleased to know that another Adam from our sister station 3RW has been on the line, and... He's set everything up, so you will establish contact with the one and only Tom Moody after 10, hopefully.
Excellent, and looking forward to having him on the program as well, because there's plenty of cricket to talk about with Australia in a really dominant position against Pakistan in the first test.
Slight understatement.
Pakistan started the test match quite well, really. They had Australia on the back foot a little bit, but a big fight back by the Aussies with the bat, and then some destruction with the ball yesterday. Really all of the bowlers taking some scalps, and Pakistan 8 for 97 at the moment in reply to the 429 that Australia posted.
Okay, first half hour, it's a scenario. First half hour, we get the last couple of wickets as another 20 or 30 runs. What does Adam Papalia do when Steve Smith rings him up and seeks his advice?
He always does seek my advice as well.
I know he does.
bat again, I think. It's always dangerous to enforce the follow-on. Give the bowlers a bit of a break, pile on a heap more runs, give the batsmen a bit more time to pile some more runs on and keep their confidence going and keep going.
Nah, send them in and go and have a game of golf.
Again.
Yeah, go and have a game of golf.
You're thinking of the game of golf on the next day.
That's right.
Well, we've got Adam Voges coming up on the program this morning as well, so we'll talk all things cricket, his future, as well as the Big Bash, which is just around the corner.
Fantastic. Good on you. Thanks very much Adam Papalia, Sports World after 10. Just going back to landlords insurance.
Mary's question. Yeah, just clarify that, a little bit more to look at that. And certainly, as a private landlord, you can still get that insurance as well. It doesn't have to be through a real estate agency. Generally it is, but it doesn't have to be.
Okay, thank you for that. And now we have Margaret of Wembley Downs. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, Harvey, and thank you for being there and all the best for the Christmassy season in 2017.
I thought you must have gone overseas. I haven't heard from you for a while.
I know, I'm trying to downsize. At 71, I feel as though I should be retired, so I'm I've been selling and not rebuying.
Sell.
Yeah, oh, I'm still doing one more development, but that's it.
Good for you.
Good on you,
what
mate.
Can we do for you?
So the question you've actually just clarified, I was just a bit concerned when you made the comment about only managers could look after, you know, have landlords.
Yeah, they do allow private landlords as well. So, yes.
I've been doing that for the last 10 years.
So you can get the insurance, so no issue there. Absolutely.
Okay, I look forward to hearing from you next year.
Good on you, mate.
Thank you. Bye.
Jolly good. Okay, we've got time for one or two more calls if you call very, very quickly. And I'm just seeing if we do have any. No, we don't have any more SMSs or texts. So, Peter, what else can you advise people who perhaps might be going into a strata agreement for the first time? I mean, apart from seeking your valuable services as a consultant.
With a big fat checkbook.
value for money.
At least he's honest.
Extreme
your
value.
Strike rate, your performance rate is 100%. Is that right?
If it was higher than that, it would be. look, I always recommend if anyone's going to consider purchasing into a strata scheme, they make an appointment to inspect the records. Most people don't do that. I'm pleased to say that a lot of people are becoming more world-wise and finding out what they're buying into. But it's very easy to make an appointment, and the seller needs to authorise you to do that, because you can't just walk off the street and look at strata company records. They're private records. But people can have a look at the minutes of the last few years, look at the financial statements, read the correspondence, and they'll get a feel of and look at the bylaws. Can you have animals? Can't you have animals? Et cetera, et cetera.
How financial they are?
Very exactly. Important. Or are they flat broken going backwards? I went to chair a meeting the other night with a very large property, about 30, 40 years old, flat broke, falling down, had to borrow $1.5 million to do some maintenance work. So the people that had bought into that said, oh, wish we'd inspected the records before we bought. So it is important to know what you're buying into. But having said that, there's a lot of fantastic schemes out there. Very happy. On air, we often hear about questions or disputes.
We hear about all the difficult ones, don't we? But
yes,
not always
but
the case.
No, there's a large number of schemes out there. I'd say the vast majority that we don't even hear about.
Well, how many very schemes? Happy. How many schemes are we up to now?
Oh, nearly 70,000.
That's a lot, isn't
it? Of which nearly 50,000 are 2 to 5 lots. We have more little schemes in this state than any other state or territory in the Commonwealth. So, but know what you're buying into.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, we've got Rosemary online now, and she's got a fencing issue. Not that she's AP out to sort of skewer anybody. It's that sort of fence. G'day, Rosemary.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
My query is: I do own a triplex, and the back fence happened to be owned by a housing authority, and I was just wondering. My fence is a lot higher than the next fence, and it's part of it's receding at the moment. So whose responsibility is it to fix it?
You own one in a block of three, Rosemary, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Right. And look, the determinant is the ownership of the land next to the fence. So have a look at your strata plan, and if, in fact, it says part lot, PT, say your lot 1, for example, if the land next to the fence says PT1 on your strata plan, then you're responsible for that fence with whoever's on the other side. If it's an internal fence between you and number 2, for example, and your PT1 one side, PT2 on the other, then you're responsible 50-50 with the person next door.
Right. No, the other side is not part of the triplex.
No, I think
that's the neighbour on the other side. Mm. Well, you're 50-50 with the neighbour on the other side. If you own your land on your side. So if you're PT, part lot on your side, you're 50-50 with whoever's over the fence, Mr. Jones next door or the housing commissioner, whoever. Whoever.
Yeah. I'd be writing to them and explaining the situation, particularly if you feel that, what, is the fence likely to collapse?
No, but I think what they should have done previously was to build one of those retaining walls.
Right. Well, if you think there's an issue of any sort, write to the next door people in a kind and caring sort of way, bring your concerns to their attention, and they might be happy to assist.
Thank you very much indeed, Rosemary. Now, the winner of $100 cash from summitprojects.com.au today is our first caller, actually, Tricia of Bassendean. Peter, thank you for coming in again. How do we get in touch with you, mate, if people want to follow up on certain things?
Email is probably easiest. It's StrataCentral, one word lowercase, @gmail.com, or they can ring and leave a message if I'm not there, 9443 8891.
And thank you, and have a Merry Christmas, mate, of
Thanks
course.
Thanks very much.
And we'll see you again in the new year, hopefully. Rob, we've presumably we'll have the pleasure of your company next Saturday morning.